Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast here on Confidence and Joy. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Sunday morning, January the 29th. Wow, January just flew by, didn't it? And speaking of January, you know, it might be cold in other parts of the world, but this weekend here in the Phoenix area, daytime highs around 75. Oh, gotta love it. You know, last Thursday I taught on a very familiar truth, and I came to a logical conclusion about that truth. I'll tell you about my conclusion in just a few minutes and see if you agree. But here's a brief recap of what I taught on Thursday night. The truth I was sharing is found specifically in the epistle of 1 Peter, where it says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." And you've probably heard that verse before. Many times you hear people share that with others. Cast your care on him. He cares for you. God cares for you. And you know what? He does care for us. But let's look a little closer. First of all, casting is our job. It's our choice. We can either cast it or we can keep it. And what are we supposed to cast? It says casting all our care. You know, in that verse, there are two different words used for care. It says we're to cast all our care. That first word, care, means mental distractions, you know, anxieties and worries, and probably best summed up in the word stress. Ever had any stress? You know, that's the same word that comes up in Philippians where it says, be careful for nothing. Be anxious, be stressful for nothing. But in everything, let your requests be made known unto God. So the first part of that verse says, casting all your care, all of it, giving it all to God. So when we recognize the stress, the worry, the anxieties, we have a choice. We can either carry it or we can cast it. It's our choice. And if we choose to cast it, then we just simply say, Father, I'm giving all of this to you. I don't want to carry it anymore. This is the situation I'm dealing with. It's causing me anxiety. It's causing me worries. I'm all stressed. I'm just going to give all of this to you. And then the rest of the verse says, for he cares for you. You know what that second word, care, means? It means where you see the situation and then take the appropriate action. You see, we're God's children, and as such, we are the object of his care, his concern. Now, first of all, let's remember, this is God's invitation to us to cast all our care upon him. The reason? Because he genuinely cares for us. He's the one who provides our care. We are the object of his care. He will do for us what needs to be done. Okay, so far, so good. Now, here's the conclusion I came to when I was considering this verse and preparing to teach it. If indeed God does care for us, which he said he does, and if indeed we are the object of his care and concern, and he's told us to cast all our care upon him, then when we do that, we must trust him that he is working out a solution for us. Now, isn't that logical? If he cares for us and we give it to him, then he is working on a solution for us. So we can either cast and trust, or we can carry and stress. Again, the choice is ours. And we ought to also keep in mind that the solution he brings may not be exactly the way we figured out it should be. And the timing may not be exactly how we thought it should be. And that's okay. Let's just cast and trust. And while we wait for a solution from our loving, caring Father, let's not just sit in our room waiting for a bolt of lightning or a voice from the clouds. Let's move forward doing the best we can right now. Looking, expecting, anticipating an answer, anticipating a solution. You know, casting all your care upon him is not just a nice phrase to make you feel good. You know, it's not some religious action so that we feel like we're doing something really spiritual. If he said to cast it all upon him because he cares, then we need to trust that he is indeed working on a solution for us, and we really ought to expect and anticipate an answer. And while you wait for an answer, a solution, doing the best you can right now. If you feel the stress, the worry, the anxiety, you know what to do. Casting all your care upon Him, for He really does care for you. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And by the way, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to check back to see if I posted something new. As a subscriber, and it's free to subscribe, you'll get personally notified every time I do post something new. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime subscription to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.